Hachette Audio presents Swine Knot, written by Jimmy Buffett. Introduction read by the author. Read by L.J. Ganser. Featuring illustrations by Helen Bransford on CD5 that are PC and Mac compatible.
About this book. Sometimes you have to find the story, and sometimes the story finds you. In all of my previous fiction, the stories were rooted in this nomad life I live. I converted my real-life experiences into fictional fun and made up a few more tales myself, always keeping a bit of mystery as to what was rooted in reality and what had sprung from my imagination. As Faulkner once said, quote, "I'm a liar and I make a pretty good living at it," unquote. However, in the case of Swine Knot, the story came to me. One day, our friend Helen Bransford brought me over a manuscript she had written and some illustrations that went with it. She asked me to look at them. I knew the basic story, and everyone who knew Helen did, too. Her real-life story was this. Former Belle Meade debutante from Nashville, Tennessee, winds up marrying well-known author and moves into the Carlyle Hotel in Manhattan with her husband, two kids, cats, and a large pet pig, which she conceals from the management for 2 years. I had joined the chorus of Helen's friends who had told her, "You have to write this stuff down. As a fiction writer, you sometimes simply cannot top the facts." It is a unique and magical thing to read an original story for the first time, especially when what you are reading is good and, in my case, makes me laugh out loud. Those original 25 pages of text and the accompanying illustrations hooked me. The idea of a mom and two kids hiding a pig in a 4-star hotel suite on the Upper East Side of Manhattan got me thinking. When I finished reading Helen's story, I walked from the office to my house with a smile on my face. I told my wife, Jane, who had introduced me to Helen many years earlier, that this is one of the quirkiest and funniest stories I had read in a long time. The next morning, just before sunrise, I made my cup of English breakfast tea and walked out of the silence of the house and into the still dark morning. My usual route was down to the dock to smell the sea, then up the oyster shell driveway to my office to work. My job that morning, I thought, was to edit Helen's story and give it back to her with my advice about where she might get it published. That would take me into mid-morning, and I would drop off the manuscript at her house on my way out to my...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?